I've heard many of your voice notes. Actually, was laughing yesterday listening to your voice notes on when Mandy was on about the ANC marching against rising crime levels. I think lots of you found it a little bit odd that the ANC itself, the governing party, would march against its own government as it made calls for urgent attention to rising crime levels. We speak now to ANC Gauteng spokesperson Lesego Makubela. Lesego, people find it really strange that the ANC would march. I spoke to your secretary yesterday, Teminko Sitikengcizo, who said, but we're speaking to all lawmakers. We're not speaking to just the ANC. We're appealing to everybody in parliament to tighten regulations, to tighten the laws, to make sure that they are implemented accurately, correctly, as far as the issue of crime is concerned. Speak to me about the rationale behind the ANC, the governing party, taking to the streets and saying, guys, work with us. Let's try and resolve the issue of rising crime and gender-based violence in the country.
No, thank you, Sidi, and again, good day to our listeners. I was asked the same question that you are asking me by an Al Jazeera journalist, but I was quite able to forgive her because she might not have understood that in South Africa we have what we call the trust political philosophy, which speaks mainly on the separation of powers. I listened to one of the journalists asking the national spokesperson, Pule Mabe, that the ANC deploys police. And I realized that we need to actually do some educating. The ANC does not deploy police.
Yes, we are in agreement. Lesego, I'm not at odds at all with the separation of powers. I understand it. Hence, I said listeners found it odd. I understand it. But I want you to also take them into your confidence and help them understand the rationale. It's not about journalists. I think often politicians make a mistake of targeting journalists. I'm giving you an opportunity to flag and to thresh out to people why the ANC is protesting, not an attack on journalism. Of course, I understand the separation of powers.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, I was not accusing you. And maybe thank you for this opportunity. Firstly, we make the laws. Politicians go to the legislatures, which is our role. We go to the legislatures, we go to parliament, we pass the law. And after passing the law, we expect that law enforcement agencies will enforce the law, that police will begin to enforce the law, that police will keep our neighborhood safe, that police will uproot anything that is illegal. That's the first. The second part is that we expect the National Prosecuting Authority, which we are not, politicians can't play in that space, that you will expect the National Prosecuting Authority to then take watertight case to our courts. Then thirdly, you will expect the judiciary, the judges, to then begin to hand out hefty sentences to those who commit violent crimes, as well as to those who are actually murdering and killing. But none of these things are happening. One, because of shoddy investigative police work. And I think the Senzo Meiwa trial and many of the trials that played themselves on our TV screens and on the media have given testament to that. And many of the trials that remain unsolved have given testament to that. And the prosecutor authority will always come back and say, no, we could not make the case because of shoddy investigative police work. Judges will always come and say, no, we're unable to pass hefty sentences because we're not convinced by the prosecuting authority. So this has brought into question how fragile and how incapable our criminal law justice system has been. And that's why we march to the police. That's why we march to the National Prosecuting Authority. That's why we march to the judiciary, because we have passed the law. There are laws that prohibit, that literally prohibit people to enter this country illegally. There are laws that prohibits companies from hiring undocumented illegal immigrants. There are laws that speak to violent crimes and as well as other things. But these laws are not enforced. That is the problem. That is the biggest problem here. When we spend a lot of time in the West Rand. In fact, the case in question, which has sparked the community to then begin to actually make citizen arrest, has been that this thing is not for the first time. They've been living under terror. They've been terrorized by these Zama Zamas on almost a daily basis. and police have been in cahoot with these criminal syndicates that are operating in our mining towns. And that those are not the only areas which have literally been taken over by Zamazamas and illegal criminal elements. If you go to Sunnyside, our people have surrendered that entire Sunnyside there. We went and marched to the Sunnyside police station. What the people who live in Sunnyside tell you is that the police work with the drug dealers there. The same thing can be said about Hillbrow. The same thing can be said about women, children who go to our courts. And victims are known, and those victims are not apprehended, are not arrested, sure. And they do not face the full might of the law. And that is why we are enraged, and we engaged our members, our communities, and say that we are aware what the police are doing.
Sure.
We can see what they are doing, and we need to start clamping down on them as well.
Lesego, one can't take away Gauteng's other issue, the ANC in Gauteng specifically. You also take to the streets at a point where you need to be seen to be on the side of the people. I saw you were out and about. I saw TK. I saw Lebogang Mayile, also a PEC member, also in ANC regalia with community members. The importance of 2024 for Gauteng, because you can't pretend, none of us can, that the ANC is also not campaigning. It looks very clear to me that you are trying to win the hearts and minds of this province, which you are holding on to by a shoestring.
It has nothing to do with that. Maybe how we should say it is that for the first time your cameras arrive in the outskirts of our province. Every day without fail, as I speak to you, there's a case going on in Tshwane, where a teenager was also gang raped by her schoolmates. We are there. There are no cameras. Activists of the Women's League, activists of the ANC are there in solidarity with communities, working with the communities there. We are transplanted in the community policing forum structures. We are the only structure in the whole country that has what we call the street committees. The unfortunate part is that on this one, because this is national headline, cameras arrived, and when you found the ANC there, you believe that it's 2024.
Yeah, I stick to that, but very quickly.
We still have a lot of things that we're doing. We attend cases on a daily basis. We've attended many cases. We're attending cases everywhere else. It has nothing to do with election.
Okay, Lesego.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it, but I disagree. I see 2024 all over the place. But before I let you go, very quickly, KwaZulu-Natal Premier Sitle Zikalala is set to resign. The province has just elected a new provincial executive committee. Gauteng, quite similarly, has a new provincial executive committee. In KZN, they spoke quite at length about reconfiguring government. What are the plans for Gauteng here? You also have a new PEC. Where do you stand? Will you be reviewing your government? What does that also say for David Makhura? Is he secure where he is?
We are not reconfiguring government. We've issued a statement that says we are going to be assessing government. We are going to be assessing the ability of government to deliver services. We are going to be assessing each and every deployee of the ANC, from a councillor in a ward in Mamelodi to a parliamentary constituency officer somewhere in Tembisa, up until the premier. We are going to assess their work. We are going to assess if they are responsive. We are going to assess if ever they are implementing the manifesto of the ANC. We are going to assess if ever their work speaks to the hearts and minds of our communities. And then we'll make a decision from there.
All right,
no reconfiguration. It's a normal. Everyone in the African National Congress, when you are deployed, I'm deployed as an MPL. When you are deployed, you sign a performance contract. There are some deliverables and key performance areas that you are supposed to fulfill. When you are there, you are not there representing your jacket. You are representing the ANC.
All right, Lesego.
Okay. The ANC can assess you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lesego Makhubela, ANC Gauteng spokesperson, speaking about their decision to demonstrate, saying that it's not about 2024. Me completely disagrees with that, as well as whether or not David Makhura, Premier of Gauteng, is safe in his position. He says that Gauteng will assess. Rumors coming out of KZN is that Sitle Zikalala will at some point today speak to the province, i.e. the nation maybe, and we'll see whether or not the reports that he's asked his PEC, I saw the story on Times Live by Khotato Madisha, that he's asked his PEC to let him go, is something I've also started to hear from that PEC, so we'll see a little bit later on.